say thank you all so much. Some of you guys are sitting behind pillars, crammed in this space. I'm grateful that you are all here this morning and that this morning we are going to get to jump back into our series, First Things First. So if we haven't met, my name is Jonathan Linder. I am the Wake Men's Coordinator, and I'm going to be hanging with you guys all year long. So as I said, first things first, you guys maybe have heard our mission statement before. Our desire is that every single one of you in this room would be known and accepted, taught about Jesus, and challenged to grow, and that those three things would mark your time in Wake. And so, last week, Austin Mankin led us off, and he opened it up with known and accepted. I'm going to break down this week, taught about Jesus, and that is going to be the main focus of our message, and then next week, we're going to end it with challenged to grow. So, with that being said, I know all you guys just started school, and does everyone in this room like math?
No.
Not everyone. Well, I can tell you that myself, when I was in middle school and high school, I did not like math. Not one of my favorite subjects, but this morning, we're going to do a little bit of math. And so here's the good part. I've already done the math for you, so you can just listen, and I'm going to break it down, okay? So in 2021 and 22, from now until May, there will be 39 weeks. Didn't know if you knew that. But in those 39 weeks, if you went to every Wake and every small group, you would attend 33 small groups and 36 Wake services. Altogether, that's roughly about 90 hours, okay? So in the next, when I say 39 weeks, we have about 90 hours of your time. And I want to ask you this question today. Why do we devote all of our time and attention to teaching you about Jesus? Why do we spend all of our 90 hours that we have with each and every one of you here making it all about Jesus? And that's the question I want to answer this morning. Because in comparison, in the next 39 weeks, in total, you will have 6,552 hours. That's a lot of hours. That means that if you learn or are only taught about Jesus at small group and Wake, and that's if you don't miss a single Wake, you will only be studying the life of Jesus 1.37% of your time over the next 39 weeks. So we have 1% of your time, roughly, over the rest of the course of this year, learning about Jesus, spending time at church, we have 1% of your time. And I want to make the case to you guys today that what you do with the other 99% of the time that you have is very, very important. So I want to bring back that question, why we devote our time to teaching you about Jesus. And I want to answer it with a story because we're going to lay out three points this morning that I think make the case as to why we teach you all about Jesus and why we think that that's the most important thing. So last week, it was my wife's birthday on Tuesday. She turned 28. Woo, yeah, that's right. She's 28. Let's go, Lennon. And so I, being the wonderful husband that I am, decided to book her a place to do a surprise birthday. So I'm calling restaurants left and right. I'm like, I'm going to grab all of her friends. We're going to have this great surprise birthday party, right? So I call four restaurants back to back to back to back. And I just pick up the phone. They answer. I'm like, hey, my name's Jonathan. I'd love to schedule a private event or a party for my wife's birthday. And then they'd say, okay, great. What time and how many people? And I'd say, hey, Tuesday, 6:30. They'd say, great. And then I'd say, 15 people. And then they would go, let me get my manager. And then I talked to the manager and it ended up not being the right time and or size. My party didn't fit. After time, these managers would say, we don't have the reservation or we don't have the space available for you guys to do that. So took L after L after L. By the fourth time, I'm sitting there, I'm pacing around, my phone's on speakerphone. I'm like, great, I'm not going to be able to plan this wonderful dinner. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've already told these 15 girls that we're doing dinner on Tuesday night at 6:30, whatever. So get to the last place. I call them. They're like, hey, I think I can make it work. I think I can do 6:30 on Tuesday night for 15 people. And I just said, praise God. Thank you so much. But we got to have our dinner. It was amazing. It was incredible. It was so fun. All the girls got to come. But what if I would have gone to one of those other four places that I called on Tuesday night and brought those 15 girls with me, and I would have walked up and I would have said, hey, Jonathan, party of 16. they would have looked at me and they would have said, we told you this isn't going to work. You know that your name's not on this list. That for whatever reason, that your party doesn't fit our time or our size in this moment. And I think similarly, the point that I want to make from that story is that there's only one list that my name was on. There was only one way that the qualifications of what I needed that night fit into a specific restaurant. And so I want to make the point to you guys today that there is only one way to eternal life. In the same way that there was one list that night that my name was on, there's only one way to eternal life. John 14:6. Maybe many of you have heard it, but it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. That's Jesus speaking. It says, Jesus answered, man, he is the way, the truth, and the life. So there, guys, I want to break that down. I want us to focus on that verse just really quickly. Jesus did not say that he would show us the way. He said that he is the way. He didn't promise to teach us truth. He said that he is truth. And he didn't offer us the secrets to life. He said that he is that life. All of those things are found solely in the person of Jesus. Some of you guys might be sitting out there and you might say, hey, I feel lost. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what to do. And I just want to stop this morning and I want you to clearly hear me say that Jesus is the way. Some of you might be sitting there this morning saying, I'm confused. I don't know what to think. I don't know who I can trust. I don't know where to go. Jesus is the truth. I feel alone, anxious, afraid. I don't know if I can take another year of school. This has been really hard. I remember COVID last year. It was a hard year. Jesus is the life. Those are the three things that can comfort us and guide us and help us go throughout our year. And it's one of the first reasons that we teach you all about Jesus in the 90 hours that we have with you. There truly is one way to eternal life. But if we're being honest, there are multiple other things to choose from. The world would tell you that there are multiple paths and multiple places that you can find life. So the second reason that we teach you all about Jesus is that there are two paths that we must choose from. There's one way to eternal life, but there are two paths that we must choose from. And I want you guys to read with me here in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. It says, enter through the narrow gate. This is Jesus speaking. For wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only few find it. Guys, if you're on your phone or taking notes, I want you to really highlight and think about that last sentence. Only few find it. If I were to stand up here and tell you guys, man, it is easy being a Christian in 2021. Just go into your schools, follow these five simple steps, and it will be a great year. You'll have no troubles. That would be a disservice and a lie to you. The way that leads to destruction is wide, and many enter through it. And the temptations of the world continually point you towards the path that leads to destruction. And I want you to think back again to that. The beginning of the message, as I said, I mean, you have 6,552 hours, and 1% of those will be spent in church or small group. And if you fill 99% of your time with things other than Jesus, it will be nearly impossible for you to walk down that road that leads to life. We emphasize teaching you about Jesus because we think it is the most important thing in your life. And we think that because it is the path that leads to life, but the world offers you so many other places to find life. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seems right to man, but in the end, the way leads to death. And I know for me, when I was in middle school, man, I'll tell you guys, I took the easy road. I went down that wide path. I sought time after time to find my identity in girls, sports, popularity, the approval of others, The way I looked on a Sunday in church was completely different than the way I looked in the other 6 days of the week. And from some of you, maybe that is you. Maybe some of you, it's easy to put on the face, and I do it because I'm accepted in this room. But as soon as I walk out of this room, it's a lot harder to be a believer. It's a lot harder to stand for my convictions. It's a lot harder to share my faith with those around me. And there was an easy road for me, and I took it. I only let my time with Jesus be influenced by the 1% of time that I was in church. And the other 99%, that was my time. I was going to live it up. I was going to find life in any way that I could. And I'll tell you guys, it was exhausting. Hear me say that. It was exhausting. And there's a better way. I'm here this morning to tell you guys, there is a better way. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." There is a path that leads to life, that leads to joy in this life. And Jesus offers it in himself alone. But we have to ask the hard questions. We have to wrestle with what we truly believe. We have to find our own convictions and be able to stand firm in those things. Because again, I tell you guys that there are so many things that the world offers to you to build your foundation on. And that's our third and final point as to why we teach you about Jesus. It is because there are endless things that you can build your foundation on. There's one way that leads to eternal life. There's two paths that we must choose from. And there are endless things that you can build your foundation on. And I want to emphasize that point with a story. Who in here has heard of the three little pigs? The story of the three little pigs, maybe some of you, okay? So I'm going to tell you guys the story of the three little pigs. For those of you who haven't heard it, stick with me if you have. But I'm going to go really quickly. This is a wonderful children's story. All right, so once upon a time, there was an old mother pig who had three little pigs and not enough food to feed them. So when they were old enough, she sent them out into the woods, into the world to seek their fortunes. But the first pig was very lazy. He didn't want to work at all, and he built his house out of straw. The second little pig worked a little bit harder, but was somewhat lazy too, and he built his house out of sticks. Then they sang and danced and played together the rest of the day. But the third little pig, he worked hard all day long, and he built his house with brick. And it was a sturdy house, complete with a fine fireplace and a chimney, and it looked like it could withstand the strongest winds. And some of you guys, you know the rest of the story, right? There's a big bad wolf, and he comes, and he says, little pig, let me in. And what does the little pig say? Not by the hair on my chinny, chin, chin. So that wolf, he huffs, he puffs, and he blows that house right over. So he blows that house of straw right over. He blows the house of sticks right over, and he gets to that third and final house. And he gets ready, and he huffs, and he puffs, but he can't blow it over. And they're safe in the house that was built out of brick, right? And so you hear that story, and we've probably all heard it before, but in that story, there's three options, right? We got straw, we got sticks, and we got bricks. That rhymed. I didn't mean for it to, but it did. All right, so there's three options to choose from, and only one of them worked. But I'm going to tell you guys that I think the way that that story applies to your life is that you don't just have three options to build your foundation on. You have endless. The world has given you endless things. The enemy wants you to build your foundation on so many things. And maybe for some of you, maybe this is more my guys in the room, but maybe girls, maybe that's video games. Maybe that's numbing pain. Maybe that's ignoring the problems of this world. Maybe that's me not focusing on anything, and I just want to sit. I want to get home from school, and I just want to play video games. Man, maybe for some of you guys, that's social media or followers or just being sucked into your phone all the time. Man, I just want to gain more followers. I want to gain more approval of others. I want people to know me based off of what I can put out there and present as this best life that I live, and quote to others. Maybe for some of you, that's sports or accolades. Man, whether it's gaining trophies, saying, man, I scored this many points at my basketball game. That's better than that guy. Or my cheer team, we won this competition. That's better than that girl. I want to measure up. I want to gain all the things that I can in this world. Maybe for some of you, that's what you wear or the style or having the shirt that everyone else is wearing. Man, I got to be able to have those shoes because that's so cool and that's what everyone else is wearing. And people are going to like me and approve me if I do that. Maybe it's grades, getting that A+ on the test, right? Man, my parents will approve of me. My parents will care about me. Thank you. It's great. If I just get the grades, I can stand out and I can stand far and above everyone else around me. Man, there are endless. I could go on and on and on, whether it's popularity, whether it's relationships. There are so many things that you guys as middle schoolers are faced with that the world says, build your foundation on this. But if you guys will, read with me Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Does that sound familiar? The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine, I'm going to read that again, verse 26. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Because the rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house. And it fell with a great crash. It fell with a great crash. There's multiple things you guys can build your foundation on, and the world is tossing them to you guys left and right. But I'm telling you, there's one way that that ends, and it ends with a great crash. Does anyone in the room feel like they're sick and tired of being sick and tired? Does anyone feel like, man, I don't want to go back to school. I'm wrestling with anxieties at home. Maybe my relationship with my parents is really hard. Maybe I'm not making the grades. I'm not living up. Whatever the standard is, I'm trying to find life in it, and it's not working. Guys, I tell you that there is a firm foundation offered. And in verse 24, if you have your Bible, highlight that verse. Who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. And that passage is why we teach you about Jesus. Because there's a firm foundation and a rock that you can build your life upon. So my encouragement today is that you would choose to build your house on that rock. Because the storms will come, the winds will blow, and your foundation is going to be built on something. And there are endless things the world is telling you to build it on. So guys, in summary, we teach you about Jesus every single week because there's one way to eternal life. There are two paths that you must choose from, but there's endless things that the world offers you to build your foundation on. And if you don't know more about the life of Jesus and who he is and what he's done for you, man, you are in a great place. I'm so glad that there are so many people here that we had to push chairs all out the way on the back deck. I'm so glad that small group is kicking off this week and that you guys have a place where you can confess sin and get around and encourage one another and truly have a group that is marked by living like Jesus. So again, if you don't know who Jesus is or if you came here, this is your first time, and find someone that's a leader with a name tag on, come up to me afterwards. We want you to know about the life of Jesus. And we're going to spend every single hour and moment we have with you over the next year teaching you about Jesus because we think it is the most important thing. So, in all that being said, if you will, bow your heads with me and I'm going to pray and we will be released. Lord, thank you so much that you loved us so much that you sent your son to die on a cross for us. That in him we have life and that we have a way to get to eternity. And that you've made it abundantly clear through your word how we can do that. Because you demonstrated your great love for us. And that while we were sinners, you died for us. And I pray that every student in this room would not take the wide path that the world tells them that there's life found in it, but that they would find the narrow road and that you would show them and guide them and walk them through that. Lord, I pray that that would mark our next year, that it would be all about you, because you are so worthy of our time, our attention, and our love. Lord, I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Awesome, guys. Before you go anywhere, I'm going to turn on my microphone.
And then once I've turned on my microphone, I'm going to tell you something very important, and that is that we are going to be waiting a little bit for Big Church to get out. They're still going a little long. So a couple announcements. Stay seated, and then you guys can go and hang in the lobby for a second. One, remember to bring $15 next week if you want a Wake t-shirt. Both shirts are $15. Or if you want to go old school and get the ones